I'm trying to get smart. I've been watching Nova. You seen that show? They had a thing a couple of weeks ago about string theory. I started watching that at 8 p.m. And at 8:03, my brain exploded. They said string theory is the stuff that the physicists are now figuring out that Albert Einstein was not able to nail down in his theories. So I'm thinking, well, if Albert Einstein didn't understand it, me on a couch with a bag of potato chips don't have a shot. Oh, I see what they're talking about. Yeah, you got to incorporate gravity. I was wondering why he didn't do that. I'm sitting there working on my string cheese theory. You know, they always say Albert Einstein was a genius. Then how come when anyone ever calls you that, it's an insult? You don't know where you parked the car. Good job, Einstein. I don't think we're honoring that man properly by using his name in vain in parking lots.
Was out to get me. Now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Another Neil Diamond song. This one's sung by the Monkees. I'm a Believer. It's 708 WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me today on this Tuesday morning. It's library time, and Melissa Donaldson, Head of Digital Services and Innovation at the Racine Public Library, is here. Thank you for showing up on time.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. I really do appreciate the people at the Racine Public Library. I went three times last week.
Awesome.
And I realized I always put a quarter in the meter outside. You only get 14 minutes on a quarter.
It depends on what meter you park at.
I know there's the red ones, which you get less, but I park at
and
the...
And then you have 2 hour, 4 hour, and 10 hour, I believe.
Well, I park at the one that... And this has nothing to do with the Racine Library, but I park at the one in between Memorial Hall and Library, on that when you go up on that ramp to get up there. I thought you get about a half hour, and I put the quarter... 14 minutes? When did that happen?
Yeah, I have no idea. I just use the app. So.
And the people... Oh, do you? And the people who don't... you have to pay?
We have a parking spot, but when I come downtown to other places, all right. I always use the app. So.
You know, and the people who don't pay, see them pull in and they don't put any money in the meter. I want to get a hotline to the meter people and say, all right, go out to the show at the library. This person didn't put a quarter in the meter. Show up now, please. Thank you. I'll stand here waiting for you. All right, thanks. That's what I want to do. Just get them. I don't know why. All right, we're going to talk about the, we have a fair coming up. Not an affair, a fair, the Digital Literacy Fair. It's coming up soon, May 18th.
Yes.
Now, what is that all about?
So, one thing with the digital divide is making sure that people have access to training for various technologies. So, the City of Racine put together a Digital Divide Roundtable to bring various organizations together to talk about how we can help the community bridge this divide. And this is kind of the first project that this group of community leaders have worked on together. You know, just knowing how to use the technology is an important aspect of literacy. You can't go anywhere without having to interact digitally with...
Ugh, tell me about it.
I mean, from applying for housing, applying for other benefits, even Social Security, we've had people come in trying to get help on but they don't know how to access this. They don't know how to access that. So we decided to do a digital literacy fair to come up with a variety of topics that would help our community navigate this digital world a little bit easier. So some of the topics that we're going to be covering is using a social media for career advancement, finding discounted computers, accessing banking apps and credit reports safely.
New computers, not old used computers.
It depends on what like there's a lot of resellers that do a really good job at.
I know, I'm only kidding you. I just paid for a new one. I got a used one. That's all.
Yeah, and it happens. Accessing banking apps and credit reports safely. Lifeline discounted internet program, which is important because. The ACP is only half funded. The Affordable Connectivity Program is only half funded this month, so people will lose access to affordable internet after this month. So,
now, did they want to original? Don't they want to Wi-Fi all of America at one point? Didn't they say they wanted to make all of America accessible?
It would be nice. That would be a start, just because everything is online. So. If you don't have a connection, you're really kind of just cut off from the world, kind of, you know?
This is how we are so relied on the internet and our phones and everything else. About 3 years ago, we had a thunderstorm, and it knocked out the power. And all of a sudden, everybody's world was closed down. We couldn't breathe. We had anxiety. Our phones don't work. Our, you know, seconds turn into minutes. Minutes turn into hours. Hours turn into days. Days into weeks. Into months. Into years. Or maybe we're thinking of the worst case scenario. This is it. The end of the world. And then about 30 minutes later, the power came back on and all was right again. But it's a very anxious moment when you lose control of your phone and the internet.
Your life's on that phone.
I know. You need this stuff.
Yeah.
Even here at this building, at one time, you didn't need the internet. Now we need the internet. You can't survive without it.
Right. I mean, it's just kind of where we are in the world.
Now, do you find a lot of older people coming in or younger people?
I would say a little bit of both. We have younger people coming in. Everybody seems to think that, oh, young people, they just grow up with this, so they know how to use it.
Yeah,
That's not necessarily the case. It just, when we're younger, we're a little less afraid to fail, so they're not afraid to try it out. Do you know what I mean? Like, as we grow older, we gain that fear of failure, and so we're less likely just to try something. So,
well, my mother, and I've told this story before, was 92. She passed away, and she was, up until the day she died, she was on Facebook, she was on Twitter, now X, she was on Twitter, she was on everything on her phone. I saw her in the bed there, and this is like one day before she passed away, and she's on the phone checking stuff, and she going, oh, I hate that, and she's talking about things on it. I mean, she was so, she used to get the latest stuff, too. She used to tell me, said, let's see, I got to get a new phone. I got to get, I'm on your phone's fine. No, I need the latest because I couldn't get onto this app. She had all these, and she used to play that, what's that, Candy Crush on the phone.
Okay, yeah.
And she used to play all these games on the phone all day long. And one day, she hit the wrong button and turned it to another language on the phone. And she couldn't see anything.
Oh, no.
She said, come over. I said, you want me to find out what language that is? And I actually took one of the words on there, and I looked it up on my phone, Google, to find out what language it was. Now I had to go to that language app and figure out how to change it back to English.
Right.
But she was heavily, and this is 92 years old. My father never touched a cell phone in his life. He didn't want to. He had my mother doing it. What did he need it for?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So do you have to sign up for this, or does it just...
We say registration is recommended, not required. So if you want to register to help us give an idea about how many people to expect, we'd really appreciate that. And you can register on the library's website at racinglibrary.info.
Now, you got a lot of people helping out with this.
Yes, we do. It is, like I said, it's a big partnership between the Digital Divine Roundtable, the City of Racine, and the Racine Public Library.
AT&T's in on this also, huh?
Yep, they're going to be tabling at our event.
Now, where's this taking place? It's at the library.
This is taking place on the second floor of the library. So we have three rooms up there that we will be in.
I went to the author thing, the new the Racine Authors thing, and I saw the big room there. Yeah. And I was up there a million times. I never noticed it before. And it's right there.
Yeah.
How do they not notice it? I walk by because I go to get the DVDs, which is right next door.
Okay.
And I never noticed that room. And I sat down. They had a big you know, table, discussion table with the authors up there.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty. So that's where it can take place.
Yep.
Well, that's great you're doing this. How much does it cost?
Nothing.
Oh, look at that. I knew that.
Yep.
It's absolutely free because it's your library. You're paying taxes, and this is one of the, you know, people say, well, where are my taxes going? Well, this is where they're going. They're going to help you out. Your taxes are hard at work. I mean, they're filling potholes when they feel like it, and they're doing stuff at the library all the time. This is just one of the things you guys do all the time.
Yes.
Which is great. I just love that. So people of all ages and closing the digital divide.
Yep. That's kind of our goal of the Digital Divide Roundtable, is to make that gap just a little bit smaller, making sure that people have access not only to internet, but also to reliable devices, because there are many individuals in our community that face both, where they don't have reliable internet and they don't have reliable devices. Because like most people,
it's expensive.
It is expensive, and most people's there are quite a few people in our community that only have access to the internet via their phone, and everybody knows you can't do everything from your phone. You can do quite a bit, but to do everything from your phone could be very difficult.
So. I do everything from my phone.
Oh, man, I don't know how you do it.
I'll tell you why. Because up until yesterday, I had a computer that was 15 years old.
Oh, that makes sense.
A laptop. And the plug was loose on it, so I didn't want to jostle it. And I didn't want to put any programs that would make it feel even older. It's like a 90-year-old person. The bones are brittle. So I didn't want to do anything on it. Well, now I got a brand new spanking Windows 11 computer. Now I can start doing stuff with it. But on my phone, when I do my Zoom meetings with this company, I do it on my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I just sit my phone up and put it on the countertop and Zoom away.
Yeah.
This way I don't have to lug a computer around the house. And so I found that I like doing it on my phone. Yeah, things are smaller on the phone. I used to do all my preparatory work, prep work for this radio show. I used to do it on my computer. Now I just do it on my cell phone. I sit in bed and I do it, and then I just send it to my computer. I mean, it's really amazing what you can do.
Considering that our cell phones are more powerful than the computers that sent the shuttle, the first people to the moon.
Now, let me tell you, those computers that took up all of NASA space control, they had a room full of computers, with the blinking lights. And I never really saw a computer in my life with blinking lights on. The whole room filled up. I have more power on my cell phone
than
all of NASA did on the first space mission.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Now, the question is, where do we go from here?
That is a question.
This will be someday somebody can look at it. What? Cell phone? That little square thing you used to use? I just think of the phone number and hold on. We're talking to Melissa Donaldson. We got a lot more to talk about. She's head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. 719 WRJN Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Trivia about this song, Ticket to Ride. The original movie Help by the Beatles in 1965, their second movie. They had A Hard Day's Night, then they had the movie Help. Originally, it was called Eight Arms to Hold You. That was the original title of the film. When I got the 45 RPM for Ticket to Ride when I was a kid, my brother and I got the song. And it said from the United Artists movie, Eight Arms to Hold You. And the movie was later changed to Help. But when they put this single out, United Artists didn't change the name of the movie yet. It was still called Eight Arms to Hold You, which wasn't a bad title when you think about it. But it was kind of long, and back then they wanted short titles, and Help. They couldn't get any shorter than that. I love that movie, Help. Ticket to Ride. I still remember the scene in the movie when they played that song. They were on a ski slope. Oh, I never forget the Beatles movies. All right, Melissa Donaldson is here, head of digital services and innovation for the Racine Public Library. We talked about the digital fair, which is coming up. And again, that date is May 18th. What day of the week is that?
That is a Saturday.
Ah, look at that. No excuse.
Yep. Everybody Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, great. You still have to pay for parking meters on Saturday, by the way.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
Well, I don't care. You know, you got to pay for something in this world. You can't get everything free. All right, now, here's some digital services and innovation programs and events for the summer coming up.
Yes.
I can't believe we're talking about the summer. Yesterday, I was talking about summer movies, and now we're talking about summer programs. All right, well,
yeah,
that's good.
We're very excited about summer.
Now, this is now these are the STEAM programs, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So let's talk about them.
Yeah, so one big thing that I want to talk about is that we just opened our podcasting studio this past April. It was open. We did kind of a soft opening starting in January, but we did the official opening in April. So you're welcome to call the library. It's option number 3 if you want to make a reservation to record in our
podcast. I mean, I don't have
studio.
To sit through the whole thing. If you want, dial 1. If not, dial 2. Dial 3. It's dial 3.
It's 3. Dial 3. Yep.
Now, the podcast, now this will be, this is podcast every day on Apple and Spotify and where we get your podcast, WRJN.com, Civic Media app. It's like everywhere you can get a podcast today. Mm-hmm. And just type in Don Rosen Show and you'll hear this podcast around 10 o'clock this morning. So when you record your podcast, you don't put it anywhere. You just record it. Now it's up to the person to make sure it goes somewhere.
Yeah, it's actually up to the person to record it. We're basically providing the room and the equipment for people. We are not sound recording experts ourselves, but we do provide the equipment. We have a Mac, an iMac with Logic Pro to do the sound editing, sound recording.
Could I bring a guest in?
We have a small booth that could fit about 2 people at the max in there. So
now, could they do it on a regular basis, or is it one and off? I mean,
So you just call, make an appointment whenever you want to come in. We're
you can
done.
Do it on a regular basis.
Yeah,
then.
Yep. We have a couple regulars already.
Now, so, where is this booth? I want to check it out when I go.
So, it is in the innovation lab. So it's kind of tucked away in the corner in the innovation lab. It's kind of its own separate room. So we schedule appointments around the programs that we're already holding in there, which is quite a few. So,
And so once they record it, how do you give it to them? How do they?
They have to bring their own media to save it to. So a thumb drive. An external hard drive, something to save it to, because it is a guest computer, so nothing gets saved to our computer. So they have to remember to bring something to save it to.
Okay, so once they save it, then they take it home and they can put it wherever, Apple or
wherever they want to.
Wherever do their podcasts.
Yep, yeah.
Well, that's good. No charge.
No charge.
Well, that is great. Now, we've talked about this before, but I never knew the inner workings of it. So it's on the second floor?
It's on the second floor.
Everything's happening on the second floor. Is anything happening on the first floor?
Yeah, that's where our children's department is. So then, and our Friends of the Library Booktique, that's where you'll find that stuff. So
I had a thing. My wife and I had a discussion group, and it was in the back, right in back of the children's area. There was a room there. I felt so creepy walking through there with all these kids around. They would look up and look at you and stuff. I felt creepy. There was a DVD I wanted, and it was a Disney DVD, and it was in the children's thing. And I said, "Nah, I'll let it go." They said, "But you can walk in." I feel kind of creepy. Who's that old man walking through our area? I didn't want that. It's just me. I know there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I'd like going through the children? The seats are all like, it's like miniature furniture.
Yep,
I feel like Land of the Giants when I go in that. Because everything, and the shelves, everything is low.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, here's a little children's tip. When you go to the supermarket, to the cereal section, next time you're there, take a look at the boxes. All the characters' eyes are looking down because they want to look at the children.
Oh, how cool and creepy all at the same time.
Tony the Tiger, his eyes are looking down. Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. You can't believe I know his name is Toucan Sam. His eyes are looking down. All the Cocoa Puffs, all the Pebbles Cocoa, they're all looking down. Not very slightly, but they're looking down because they want to make eye contact with the children. It's smart and creepy at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's talk more about going on.
Yeah, so...
By the way, STEAM stands for...
Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math.
You got everything covered.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so big things coming up is summer reading program starts at the Racine Public Library on June 1st. So we're having a kids... teens, adults, and STEAM, a summer reading program. And the STEAM one is open to everybody. All ages, you just participate through the library's Beanstack app. You will participate in various activities that we have listed on the challenge. You'll earn tickets for every activity that you complete. And then you can use those tickets to enter into... drawings for various prizes. Like, so this year for the STEAM challenge, we have a mini computer, a Switch Lite, an Apple iPad, and Apple AirPods. So those are the prizes that you could choose from.
Now, when you say reading program, does somebody read to you or just you discuss books?
So the reading program is where you read a certain number of hours. So like ours are all based on challenges. So the STEAM challenge is all activities that you'll do based on the STEAM. But like our summer reading program for adults, they have a certain number of hours that they have to read. Children have a certain number of hours they have to read. To be honest, I don't know what the teens are doing quite yet. I haven't seen anything come out on that one.
You know, my wife reads to me.
Oh, hey.
We have a whole bunch of books at home we want to get to. And she says, let's read a chapter tonight. And she reads them to me because she's such a great reader.
That's awesome.
And I lay in bed. We lay in bed and we listen to it. And I close my eyes and I listen to it. And I love when she reads to me. I never had people read to me in my life.
Really? I loved when my mom read
to me. My brother read to me a little bit, everyone. But not my wife. She doesn't stumble. She reads it perfectly. Wow. Oh, Melissa Donaldson, Racine Public Library is here. We got lots more to talk about. Don't forget, showers, thunderstorms likely today. Highs near 66, partly cloudy tonight, lows 52. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 69, 54, and partly cloudy right now. 729, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN Hometown Radio Refresh, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, on the legendary AM frequency of 1400.
Yell your phone number out in the middle of the store? That's not smart. Security, ladies, don't yell your phone number out in the middle of the grocery store. Not if I'm around. No, because I'll call you. I'll call you up. I called a lady a couple of weeks ago. Yo, hello, yeah, this is Dennis. Yeah, you probably don't remember me. Yeah, I was standing behind you in line at the grocery store. Yeah, I was wearing a brown shirt, but you were kind of ignoring me. But you gave me your phone number. Well, you didn't give it to me specifically, but I was there to catch it. Thought I'd give you a call and see what's up. So what's up? I'd come by your house. I don't know your address, though. I can find it on the internet doing a $40 reverse lookup. But I thought you might save me the money. I'll come by and bring you some flowers. You know, I don't know what kind of flowers you like. There's so much about you I don't know. But I do know your phone number. My phone number? No, I got that block caller ID. Yeah, you cannot be too careful these days. A lot of nut jobs out there. A lot of whack jobs.
Knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. You in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, Some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone.
Ah, Melissa Donaldson with us this morning. Love Glenn Campbell. And Gentle On My Mind. What a lot of great songs he had. Anyway, Melissa Donaldson is here. She's the head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. And we're talking about all the stuff coming up this summer. And here's the thing that I still can't grasp. 3D printing. I don't know how you can make a working object. There's a guy trying to make a Lamborghini piece by piece with 3D printing. How he's going to do the body, I don't know. But he's doing piece by piece, trying to build a Lamborghini with this. And he said it'll take him a while, but he's going to do it. It's got to be expensive, even by 3D printing standards. I don't know how you print working things. When it first came out, I said to somebody, it's not what you think it is. It's now I find out it's more than you think it is.
Yeah, so, it's a little. I mean, it's a really, really cool technology. So
now you
basically,
you can make this pen.
I could. I don't.
You wouldn't, but you
I
could.
Wouldn't. I could.
It's cheaper to buy it, but
yeah. So basically, what 3D printing is really, really good for is like creating your first prototype of something. Let's say if you're inventing something, that's what like in the business world, that's what is great about 3D printing. At the library, we do real basic introduction to 3D printing. So
you have a 3D printer?
I have 7 of them. So yes, we do have 3D printers. We offer classes throughout the year on the 3D printers. We have introduction to 3D printing, which is a little more in depth than some of the program that we're starting this summer. So they're going to learn about 3D printing and what they need to get started. So that's going to be open to adults. It's going to be on, the first one is going to be Tuesday, June 4th from 10 a.m. to 11. So if you're interested in 3D printing, that'll be a good one to
now,
check
what
out.
What do you teach them? Is it like a copy machine where you put something under a lid and you push the button and you got it?
So
is it that easy?
There's some websites where people share the 3D images that they've created. So basically you create a 3D file, like a 3D image file, and then you use that file, you load it into what we call a slicing software, and then that takes it and divides it into layers that the 3D printer can print for.
But it can actually, I have never seen anything done with a 3D printer. I've heard about it. So if you wanted to make a copy of the microphone I'm using, what do you put it under in the machine?
They do make scanners that you can have. We don't have the scanners, but they do make scanners that can take like a 3D scan.
And we just make it out of plastic?
It is plastic. We have plastic. I mean, there are other materials that you can use, but we use plastic. So
this is Twilight Zone stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like this past weekend for May the 4th. We had a lightsaber forge, and people came in and were able to build 3D printed lightsabers. We printed out
work.
They had one of those sliding lasers, you know, like from when we were kids.
And you could do that with a 3D printer.
Yeah, we did that with a 3D printer. So we printed all the pieces separately, and then people got to put it together. So we had somebody created the file for us. We did not create the file. And then people were just able to choose the colors they wanted that we had. You know, they could choose what color laser they wanted.
How do you create a file? Is it complicated?
For me, yes, I'm not an artist, so like
this is just amazing.
Yeah, so like you do, if you wanted to create something on your own, you would need like an AutoCAD kind of thing.
I don't know how a transistor radio works. I can't. I don't know how this radio station works. I don't know how you can get something in the air that bumps into people and you can listen, turn on a radio in your car and hear it. I don't know how that works. There's no wires attached. I don't know. Could they make a prosthetic hand?
People have done that. Yeah, we have not, but there are people who have made prosthetic hands for children, and then it was easy to modify as they got older, and they were able to do it for a fraction of the cost. I mean, 3D printing is an amazing technology. They're using it to print human cells so that they can use it to, at some point, you know, be able to print whatever organ we may need where people may not have to die on the transplant list, you know, like that kind of stuff. So it is a really cool technology. But again, we just do the basics. So we show you how the machine works, how to slice a file, how to get on, how to start it, that kind of thing. So we're very, very basic intro. We also do print things. for the public as well if they have a file that they want. We do have a three-hour limit per file, and they can request one through our website, racinelibrary.info.
This stuff, you know, I'm looking at a baby being born today in a hospital, and that baby, by the time that baby is in the 30s and 40s, who knows what's going to be around?
Exactly. I mean, they've been saying for years, like, stuff that children are going to be working at who are being born now, the jobs may not even be here yet. You know, like, they're not, we're not doing them yet. So it's really, really cool.
They're right. The jobs haven't been invented yet.
Yep.
You know, when I was at the 1964-65 World's Fair when I lived in New York, we used to go a lot. And my parents took me one day, and they were in the restroom. My brother and I were out there. And the Bell system, remember the Bell system? That was the, AT&T.
Like, oh, AT&T,
they were called the Bell, like Bell Telephone.
Yeah, Alexander, like Ma Graham, Bell. That's what
Alexander Graham Bell, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me you don't remember the Bell system. I'm not that old. Anyway, so they had touch-tone phones in these phone booths. And I said to my brother, you know what a touch-tone phone is.
Yeah.
So I said to my brother, let's ask Dad if he'll let us make a phone call on it. So my father came out, the seer of the future that he was, and he said, nobody's going to use these button phones. They're going to use the little thing where you put your finger in and turn around. They're going to use that forever. He didn't call them rotary dial phones, just the regular telephone. I said, can we make a phone call? He said, no, you're not going to waste a dime to make a phone call. Just to, so you can use the buttons. He said, they're just here at the fair. You're never going to see them. Again, my father, a great seer of the future. But that's where I first saw a touch-tone telephone at the World's Fair. They had a lot of innovation stuff at the World's Fair. Some stuff made it, some stuff didn't. But still, and I'll tell you what we saw at the World's Fair. A building right here on 16th Street in Racine, the Golden Rondell Theater.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
It was the Johnson Wax Building, and I was in it at the 1964 World's Fair. It was red and white. It wasn't gold then. It was a red and white building, I remember. I have a picture of my family standing in front of that at the Golden Rondell. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so basically we're there to provide an introduction to that.
Can I make a copy of you?
Yeah.
So we don't need you anymore?
I don't think we've gotten that far. I don't think we are able to.
Okay, so that's 3D printing. And when is that coming up?
So we have various classes throughout the year on that. But right now, the big ones for the summer are June 4th from 10 to 11, July 15th from 1 to 2, and again on August 12th from 10 to 11. So you would just register on our website, racinelibrary.info.
All right, let's talk movies because you have the Black Cinema Series coming up.
Yes. Yeah, so the Black Cinema Series is this movie series that focuses on movies produced by Black producers about Black characters. This is going to be held in the community room, so not in the Innovation Lab. This is the only program that we're doing outside of the Innovation Lab. It's in our community room because we have a really nice projector and sound system in there so they can feel like you're in the movies, at the movies.
I love movies. I know anything about movies. I know everything. And I just love movies. And if you were talking about a great producer, director, Spike Lee, I love some of his films. Don't love all of them, but I love some of them. He does great work, Spike Lee. And there's other ones too. Gordon Parks. Now, people, you might know who he is, but he produced a lot of films in the late 60s, early 70s. Gordon Parks, great African-American director, producer. And there's a lot of them out there. And I'm glad you're going to feature that. That's good. Yep. Excellent. Make stuff. Picture puzzles. All right. Now, that I could do.
So basically, we had done this one before. So Make Stuff series we brought back. It's a craft series that we do throughout the year. In June, we're going to be doing picture puzzles. So basically, what we're going to do is we're going to need you to bring in a 4x4 inch picture. I'm going to glue it to some cardboard. We're going to cover it with some blue painter's tape, and then we're going to use the laser engraver to cut out the puzzle. And the reason why we put the painter's tape on there is so that it actually doesn't burn the picture. It burns the painter's tape. Because it is a laser. It's a 40-watt laser that's actually cutting it.
So. Look at what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool. Other things that we're doing this summer is a variety of coding classes. We have coding cadets. We have virtual coding classes for all age ranges. We're doing preschool and toddler STEAM time, where it's just time for little ones to explore the areas of science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So we have stations that parents can work with their children on. Just a plethora of stuff. One really cool thing that our programming team is working on getting is a portable planetarium to come into the library and do a show for us. So we're going to be hosting them on August 6th. So we're very excited about that. So
I can't believe it. And it's all free.
It's all free. We don't
you don't have to make reservations, but it's nice if you do so they know how
to
plan.
So like some of them are registration. So a lot of my Make Stuff series, you have to register because we can only afford to buy supplies for a limited number of people. So you do have to register for them. And everything that is required, has registration required, lists that on our events calendar on our website. So you'll be able to go there and
Tinkering with robots, a variety of robots.
Yes.
Are these like, it's not like my Roomba at home.
No. Though we have one. That's what Clean's little innovation lab is, like a little Roomba.
Yeah, we don't have Roomba. We have the knockoff.
Yes, we do too.
I find that amazing. I don't know how that thing works, but it goes around the room, bumps into my feet when I'm trying to relax. But there are ones that they can map out your room so they won't do the same spot twice.
That is really cool. We do not have that one. Ours just kind of bumps everywhere and kind of goes places.
Tell you a quick story here. So I once had to do a voiceover work for a, it was a Case, I think it was Case. I'm trying to remember the tractor company. And it was for a new tractor that farmers didn't have to be in to drive. They programmed it. It was looked like a regular tractor and it plowed their fields for them from their computer. You would program it and it would stay within a quarter inch of the previous line. So we'll do a perfect line of plowing, turn around, and redo it again, you know, the next line within a quarter inch.
That's amazing.
And
technology is
so
amazing.
So what they would do is all night long, it would plow their field. They didn't have to plow it. You know, they just do it from their computer. And I did this thing, and I'm doing the voice work for it. And I said, is this on the level? He goes, sure is. You can buy the tractor. That's expensive. But you can do it. Hold in there. Melissa Donaldson is here. We're talking about programs coming up this summer. For you techies, even the people that aren't techies, you'll learn how to be a techie at the Racine Public Library. It's your library. You pay taxes. This is your money hard at work.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you.
Ah, Bobby V, Rubber Ball, Take Good Care of My Baby, and Devil or Angel. A lot of hit songs from Bobby V. Ah, yeah. It's 751 WRJN Radio. Showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high near 66. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 52. Sunshine. Gorgeous day tomorrow. Highs near 69. Right now 54 and partly cloudy. Still a beautiful morning. And Melissa Donaldson is here to talk with me. She is the head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. We've all heard of the bookmobile, but have you heard of the techmobile? Looks like a giant ambulance when I saw, except this baby blue, I think powder blue color.
It is.
Okay,
yeah.
So talk about that.
So the Techmobile was a vehicle that we got, I think it's coming up on 2 years.
Really?
In September, it'll be 2 years. And it's really cool because we can, everything on there is focused on digital literacy. So we have for all ages. So we have digital literacy from babies all the way to adults. But we also have a few regular books on there as well. So we are actually going to be having regular stops this summer starting July 9th through August 22nd on Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm going to be at North Beach Kids Cove Playground.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. That's right where I live now. I used to walk my dog right by there.
Yeah. Okay. And then on Thursdays from noon to 2, I'm going to be in the parking lot of the S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center.
You go there, huh? You drive. You said you drive it.
Right? I do drive it, yep. Yes.
How many people can fit inside at one time?
We've had like 5 or 6. It's not as big as our bookmobile, but we do work. I'm going to do tech demos throughout the summer there. So.
Oh, at Kids Cove, it must be a line to get in that place.
Yeah, I haven't. We haven't done this yet. Oh, so this is going to be. This is going
to
be.
That's great, yeah. Kids Cove. What a great area to be. A nice parking lot there to pull into.
Yep. Yep.
And those little urchins running out and screaming and want to touch everything.
Yep. So we're going to bring out different tech throughout the summer out to the people. So, yeah, we're really, really excited. We're going to have internet. I'm going to have a few computers that have internet access. So if people need to check their email, they can do that, too.
Oh, that's great. You know, this is great. I had the bookmobile when I was a kid, which was fun going in there, grabbing a book. But the techmobile, all these little kids running around in there. Learning stuff. They probably know about it already. That's the funny part.
It's still cool to see their faces light up when they learn something new. So
when they go inside, give me a quick rundown of what's inside the Techmobile.
So right now what we have inside the Techmobile on a permanent basis is our collection. So we have early readers, we have nonfiction, we have all sorts of material. So we have like STEAM kits that people can check out, take home. And learn a little bit more about STEAM. What I'm going to be bringing is various technology, like our 3D printers, our small...
Really? On the road, huh?
Yeah, we have a few that we could take with us that are easy to transport.
Whoa!
We'll have our Chromebooks out there so people could check their email. I'll be bringing various robots so people could try various tech that we have in the Innovation Lab, kind of the Innovation Lab on the road a little bit, you know. So we'll be bringing various things throughout the
summer. Let's hope for nice weather when you do that.
Oh, God, I hope so.
So when do you take that on the road?
We're starting on July 9th. So July 9th through August 22nd on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Now, where do they get the schedule for this? So we'll be at Kids Cove on this date, or we'll be here at the Aquatic Center on this date?
It will be on our website, racinglibrary.info.
Oh, wow.
So
this is great stuff. I wish I was a kid again. I really do.
It's for adults, too. It's not just for kids.
I know, but I'm 6'3", and I get clunky in these places, and I bang my head. I can't even walk in my basement without it. My house is 100 years old. There must have been short people back then. Because I walk through, I got to bend down. My wife is like 5 foot something. She walks right through, and I bang my head on pipes and everything. So, yeah, but I don't want to take up space for those kids because they deserve it. This is fun. Imagine going to Kids Cove, then you go into that, then you go to the beach, and what a summer.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun summer. We're really, really looking forward to it. We also have Open Gaming Lab this summer on Saturdays, June 22nd and August 17th. This is open to kids in kindergarten through sixth grade. Registration is required, and again, you can register on our website.
And what kind of games do you play?
We have various games on our computers. The ones I like are like Minecraft. I know Fortnite's really big. Roblox is huge. So those are some of the big ones.
I played a game last night on my wife's pad, the iPad she's got there, and it was... As quick as you can, you had to match up these symbols. They were like cards, but they weren't cards. They looked like cards. A lot of them were Japanese symbols, so they were real close. And I did the baby one, the beginning one, and I still had trouble doing it. And she's on the advanced, and she's, holy mackerel, am I behind the eight ball on this stuff? Well, this sounds great. Let's talk about the digital fair again. I want to get the times and dates in for the digital fair is coming up soon.
Yes, the digital literacy fair is on May 18th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, this is a partnership between the City of Racine's Digital Vine Roundtable, City of Racine, Racine Public Library, WRTP Big Step, the Financial Empowerment Center, Education Opportunity Center, Safe and Sound, EveryoneOn.org, AT&T, and Expo, and Racine Literacy Council. So this is a big partnership between all these organizations. We are having various workshops throughout the day. Please register if you can, if it's not required. So if you could just want to show up and just come.
Yeah, but you want to know how many chairs to put out.
Yes,
yeah.
We want to know how many people to expect. So
how many steak and lobsters to bring out, and how many Subway sandwiches to put out.
Yeah, and we are partnering with Lasagna Love, so they're going to provide a lasagna lunch for anybody who participates.
I was kidding. So, you're really?
No, we are, but you have to participate in the program, and then you will get a ticket for lunch for that day. So
you know, when the authors were there two Saturdays ago, they got lunch and everything. It was a nice lunch. I'm seeing these people eat their lunch. I felt bad talking to them while they're eating. But they said, no. And I'm taking a bite of food. I said, well, you know, I'll come back when you get done with these. No, that's fine. I just felt so guilty talking to them while they were eating their sandwiches. Well, this is just great stuff. And all this stuff is on the library website. If you just Google Racine Public Library, it pops up. I do it all the time. But you have something else interesting on that website. Whenever I'm looking for a movie, you go to the thing and just click on category, type in the DVD. And not only does it tell you if it's available at the Racine Library, it tells you every library it's available at.
Yeah.
So someone's got to go out there and schlep and go pick it up for me. And they did with both Godfather films I was looking for, Godfather Coda and The Restoration. They actually schlepped out wherever this
We are part of a multi-county system. So we are part of Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, and Rock Counties. We are all one system.
Thank you, Melissa Donaldson. Thank you for coming by. Head of Digital Services and Innovation for the Racine Public Library. Tomorrow morning, Chris Morrow's in here because we're talking about the WRJN historical marker number 9, the history of this radio station. And he started here when he was a teenager. And now look at him. He's an old man. And we're going to talk about that. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. here at WRJN Hometown Radio. Refreshed.